The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead us to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. St. Catherine of Siena notes that all of God's ways are marked with mystery. All of God's ways are marked with mystery. And that makes sense, right? We sense that in life, in our dealings with God, we sense we are bumping up against someone bigger than us, someone very mysterious. And so, of course, his ways with us are mysterious as well. St. Catherine notes this as she's pondering divine providence. All of God's ways are marked with mystery. Even his ways with us in our lives, in the unfolding events of our lives, marked with mystery. And we feel that. We feel that, right, especially with sickness. People who end up in the hospital, early death, early sickness. We feel the brunt of the mysterious ways of God quite often, and sickness is one of these ways that we feel the mysterious plans of God. And if our eyes are fixed on this world, you have no chance really of grasping, or you have no chance of apprehending this great mystery that God is accomplishing in our lives. We have no chance of appreciating what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 or so. This light, momentary affliction is winning for us an eternal weight of glory. Right? And we look to that, not that which we can see, but that which is unseen. For that which is seen is temporal, but that which is unseen is eternal. Right? We need to lift our eyes to the eternal, God's eternal plan, to have a chance of being open to his mysterious ways and the logos behind it all, the reason, the love within it all. We see this in our reading too. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes. Jesus died an earthly death, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. And the Lord Jesus, risen from the dead and ascended to the Father, has opened up for us this realm of the Spirit, this heavenly realm, this eternal realm, where every tear will be wiped away, where God's wisdom will shine forth brilliantly in all his mysterious ways of dealing with us and his plans for our lives. And this comes to a certain kind of focus too with our feast day coming up, Our Lady of Fatima. Right? She helps us to fix our eyes on the supernatural. Father Thomas McGlynn, the great sculptor of that statue of Our Lady of Fatima, we find a copy of it at St. Vincent Ferrer. Have you seen that statue of Our Lady of Fatima? So that was made by Father Thomas McGlynn. And he made an original of that and three or four other ones, all according to the instructions of Sister Lucia. He said, did I get this right? She said, no, you didn't get that right. She wasn't like that. She was like this. So he fixed it. He did it again. And he finally got it to where Sister Lucia was like, okay, yep, that looks good. Good enough. And so he talked to Sister Lucia and is like, well, what's the heart of the message of Fatima? And Sister Lucia said, make sure you emphasize the supernatural. Right? You know, it's about Russia and overcoming communism and all that. That's part of it. But the main message is the supernatural. And we kind of hear that enshrined in that famous message of Our Lady of Fatima. Many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray for them and make sacrifices for them. Prayer and penance for the sake of souls. Right now, once that realm of spirit is open before you, now what's happening in the hospitals makes a little more sense. God's ways are still marked with mystery. We don't have it all figured out. All the dots are not connected for us. But we're beginning to see what God may be up to in his plan of love in our lives. His plan of love for everyone in the hospital right now. even those who are dying, his plan of love, to offer up their sufferings, offer up themselves in union with Christ on the cross for the sake of souls, for the salvation of souls, for the sanctification of souls. Right? That's the message of Our Lady of Fatima. We need to hear it again. To open us up to the supernatural, to open us up to God's mysterious ways as they enter into our lives, and to seize it, to open ourselves in faith and hope and love to them. You know, for a while I thought, okay, that's the central message, prayer and penance for the sake of souls. And it is. But this time around, when I've been reading through the messages recently, a new thing has struck me. Our Lady of Fatima doesn't simply say pray and do penance for souls. She says pray, pray very much, and do penance for souls. Right? You know, almost everyone would say, yeah, I pray. But do we pray very much? There's quite a bit of a difference there between the call to pray and the call to pray very much. And that's what Our Lady of Fatima said, pray and pray very much. And the more that we pray and pray very much and unite ourselves to Christ's offering on the cross, in our sickness, in our trials, in our tribulations, the more we're able to open ourselves to God's plan of love, as mysterious as it is. It's just like we sang in the hymn, for the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all, that love has found us, thanks be to God.